One of these small streets, let's say that you have to wait for a train to pass. One of the places called where the tracks go over the road. Over the road. You're driving along the road and the tracks go over you and you actually go underneath.
Oh, under, you're going underneath them?
Yeah, what do you call that place? The thing that the train goes over?
Bridge.
Okay. Any other term? What about it? If you go over the track, if you go over the train goes underneath you, you know, you go over the train tracks. What do you call that?
Well, I would still be going over a bridge.
Okay. How do you usually park a car on your neighborhood streets?
Well, in the driveway, probably.
Well, if you were on the street, let's say.
Parallel parking?
Okay. you call it parallel, okay. There are outlets for the fire hoses that, what do you call those?
Hydrant.
Okay. And what kind of parking is done at the shopping center? What other cars?
Angle parking.
You call it angle parking? They're all, okay.
Yeah.
Where would you park downtown?
In parking lots or parking deck.
Parking deck, okay. What are the tallest and largest buildings in towns?
Probably the Bell Building, the, you know, the Kelvin Company.
Mm-hmm.
And a hotel.
Several hotels downtown.
Well,
do you have any generic term or general term to call those kind of buildings?
Oh, even like skyscrapers?
What would you call them?
That's what I would call them, but I wouldn't call those skyscrapers.
Well, what would you call them? Is there any...
Tall building.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Okay.
what about a tall apartment complex? What would you call it?
A tall apartment complex.
Yeah, maybe several stories, all those all apartments. Would you have some name that you would call it?
I don't think so.
Do you ever use the term high-rise for any of those things?
No, I've heard of it, but I would never use it.
What kinds of passageways are there between and behind buildings?
What kind of passageways? Oh, alleys you're talking about?
All right. Let me ask you this, though. If you were talking about a passageway or some space between homes or apartments, what would you call that?
Place between homes and apartments, probably still alleys.
All right. So in between office buildings, it would still be alleys, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call an area of the city where buildings have been torn down and haven't been replaced yet?
Well, what do you call it?
Well, what about a small area, maybe the neighborhood where children may play when there's maybe trash laying around or something?
A condemned area or
a... There's just nothing on a big space.
Vacant lot.
Okay. Okay. In a public building, where might you be the cold drink of water?
In the water fountain.
Okay. What about if we were in a park?
In a park?
In a park instead of inside a building.
Water fountain.
Okay. It's no different name then?
No.
Can you name some of the different kinds of cars and trucks? I don't mean brand names.
Oh, I can tell you names of cars.
I don't mean brand names.
Dave, this guy. brand names, we're all
no,
in the sales.
No, I don't mean brand names.
Well, it's an 18-wheeler and
an 18-wheeler is what?
An 18-wheeler truck.
Okay.
And they have a pickup.
Okay.
And you can have a car, anything like four-door, two-door.
What do you call it? Four-door what? Just a four-door car?
Yeah. I know a lot of people say sedan.
Four-door sedan?
Yeah.
A two-door sedan? What's the difference between a four-door and a two-door? Just a...
Two-door.
Just a number of doors?
Mm-hmm.
What about this term, club coupe?
Oh, club coupe. Yeah, well, coupe, I've heard of.
What's a coupe?
Probably a...